Wednesday, May 31st. The big problem this morning was some bombings in Iran, which resulted in the president coming down to his car to go to the Shah's tomb. I got in with him, and we waited for a few minutes before taking off in the motorcade. Then Bob Taylor called me out of the car to say that a bomb had just gone off right at the tomb, just outside the secured area, and they felt the president should not go. The president said to check with the Shah and see what he thought, that he would do whatever the Shah wanted. I had Chapin check the through the Shah's administrative guy, and it was clear that he wanted us to go, although he left it that the president should do what he wanted. We talked that over, all of this taking nearly 45 minutes, and decided to go, even though we were, by that time, very late. Everything worked out fine, but we had the Secret Service pretty scary during the process. The trip to Poland was uneventful. Arrival there, not as big as we had thought it might be, but very big crowds on the streets, and they surprisingly allowed them up pretty close. They didn't get quite as emotional as they apparently had in 59, but they were very friendly, wanted to wave, and we did an extremely effective job of running the motorcade up to the through the planned part up to the tomb, and then having the president move to his own car, taking leave of the prime minister, and then drawing the crowd to him as he stood up in the car. He then got out and was completely engulfed by Poles who started shouting Nixon, 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 and then they're singing their song about May You Live 100 Years. It all got quite emotional and was extremely impressive. Problem here was the toast, and not the toast, but the arrival statement at the airport. And our interpreter, supplied by state, was apparently no good, as a number of the Poles told me. So we made a change and used the Polish interpreter for the dinner, and we'll use him for the rest of the activities here. President got into some discussion at about midnight when he had me in after the dinner on the speech, some ideas that he wants Andrews to cover. Made the point that he wanted me to check out the we happen to have a girl flute player in the Peace Corps playing in the band and or orchestra in Iran for the dinner music. He thought that was a ridiculous use of Peace Corps funds. He made the point that in the car this morning as we were driving to the Shah's tomb that we probably had too much staff on the trip, with which I agreed. And he said the trouble is when you have too many spear carriers along, you find that every time you turn around, they're sticking you in the ass with a spear. Yes. End of May 31st.